Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
I'm Amelia, and this is my lovely sister, Daphne.
Hi!
And these are my annoying parents, Chris and Brittany.
Say
hi.
Hi. She said annoying parents. I'm a cool parent, so okay. I didn't think she was talking about me.
We take our parents on adventures through the National Park, Texas State Parks. Or anywhere, me and I and
Daphne
and I think we would be fun. This is a
podcast
about the lessons we learned during our experience and our plan for future trips. Welcome to
ABCD Adventures Podcast. Yes! Nailed it!
Bad, bad baby!
Stop being extra.
So, our adventure feature of the week this week, Chris is really going to kind of tell y'all about it.
Well, just by the way, this is a child-led final episode a little bit.
Yay! I'm in charge. I'm the child leader.
Now, you need to say that this is the adventure feature of the week.
This is the adventure maker of this week. Take it away, annoying parents.
Okay, that's enough of the annoying parents.
High five.
All right, so... our adventure feature of the week is the TFO fly rod, which TFO is a great company.
Totally fun outfitters?
Close enough for me. It's Trinity Forks.
Trinity Forks, yeah, that wasn't even close.
It's so much better. Let me make sure it's TFO. There we go. Anyway, so, Temple Fork, excuse me. Temple Fork Outfitters. They are... absolutely great fly rods, easy action. They're easy to buy, fairly decently priced. The best part is that they're not their return policy, but their repair policy is amazingly easy. As long as you register your rod, you can send back a piece or whatever back to their company, and they will send the broken piece back. And they will send you a corrected piece.
And we know this from experience.
Because in Shenandoah National Park, my TFO rod got shattered. And I sent it in. And I had a $30 fee. But still, that's fairly cheap when you think about it. Instead of buying a new rod. And a new rod was sent to me within a week of their receipt. So... if you can, look up Temple Fork Outfitters fly rods. They do all different sizes, and they do ocean going rods or not ocean going. We just have a 5-weight.
5-weight, eight and a half or nine.
Nine and a half.
Okay, 5-foot, 9.5. Yeah. It's pretty much what I used all summer.
Yeah, and it's a good rod, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was okay with her using it. Despite her bad luck, because it has such a great return policy.
Warranty.
And a great warranty. Mm-hmm. All right. So the next part, Amelia.
Hey, today's joke by my lovely sister.
All right.
What's your joke?
Knock, knock.
No. It's supposed to be, why did the cow cross the road?
Why did the cow cross the road? I don't know why.
Because
he was moving home.
Say hello.
Aha! Pick that nose. All right.
Good job, Daphne.
All right.
So, what's next, Amelia?
Trivia. Did you know?
Okay. Yes. Wait. The trivia is that could be considered the prettiest national park was our last trivia question.
Uh-huh.
And it is Bryce Canyon. Do you know where Bryce Canyon is, Amelia?
No. It's the state that
you're super excited. I'll give you a hint. High School Musical. What state is it?
Utah.
Very good.
Yes!
And this is why we have opened a bottle of wine. All right.
All right. Okay.
Who's going to read the trivia question for this week?
Me.
All right, okay, Amelia, you go ahead and do it, because Daphne, you just did the joke.
What family game was original called pretzels?
What family game was originally called pretzels?
Okay, and we will reveal the answer next week, or not next week, but on episode 302. Mm-hmm. And then if you have the answer to this question, please email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat that because it seemed like I was said 2020, and that's a really long email address. It's abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. Send us an answer, and we'll send you a sticker if you get it right, okay? All right, so we're going to take a quick... Oh, wait, we have our plans for our next trip.
Yeah, so we were hoping this weekend to go to Eisenhower State Park because we actually got my car back.
Yeah.
Woohoo! It was been in the shop since June 5th.
Yep.
But with the heat, it's going to be in the triple digits.
You know they're canceling football games.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't canceled our football game in our local town yet. But they are canceling football games
or delaying them
because of the extreme heat. So
we decided that instead we would just go kayaking. And so our next, I guess you could say, trip, our next camping trip is in the end of September. But our next little adventure is we are staying at the Anatole and going to the Jade Waters Resort Labor Day weekend with our nieces and family.
And me and my mom are going to a little retreat at my favorite camp and my only camp.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Yes, we'll talk about our visit.
CDR.
Sorry. Yeah. But maybe on Labor Day, maybe I can convince Chris on like Sunday night to let us do a live filming with all of our nieces if their parents agree to it.
We'll see about that. It's crazy enough with these two. So, all right. So, we're going to take a short
break.
Hi.
What's up, baby?
No, it's not like that. It's
water. Okay, it's up too late now. All right. Come on.
Daphne,
you want to read this?
Her
come
smoker
on.
Voice.
What?
No.
Tonight's our future description.
Is
last one-third.
Good job.
Our own trip.
Of our big trip, right?
And my sister is supposed to say, what's up?
Okay, well, that's okay. You'll live, all right?
All right. So
last week we ended at Sleeping Bear Dunes. We arrived at Sleeping Bear Dunes, but we had not talked about it yet. So this is great because y'all liked Sleeping Bear Dunes, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a face there.
Okay, so girls, y'all tell us about your experiences at Sleeping Bear Dunes.
It was pretty cool because we got to do those of the things.
What things?
And a boat and a young man told me that he told me maybe a long time ago
that there was a bear that was a forest fire, right?
Yeah, and then. They walked across the water, and the two cubs drowned, and the mommy was just sleeping on the mountain of Sleeping Bear Dunes, and she was waiting for the two cubs to come back.
And she's still there, isn't she? Well done.
Both hey, of y'all. You remember y'all. That there was a forest fire, and then you were...
Hey, that was completely unpracticed,
like,
y'all.
Like, we did not ask
and
them to do
if
that.
If that
I'm
does
super
not
impressed.
Tell you that you should take your kids out on trips... I don't want to tell you because she is 6 years old and she remembered something from 2.5 months ago.
And
that's,
something
it
that
was
she
a
heard
valuable
one,
experience.
And something that she heard one time.
Exactly.
A story.
And they both heard
but,
it.
But
and
it confused
they
me because she
it.
Said young man and this guy was not young. We were both like, where is this going? He was like our parents' age. So it wasn't like old, but he was retired age. So like young man, I'm thinking like, what?
So that was at one of the stops that we made where you could see. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Sleeping Bear Dunes is world renowned for its views. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, due to the wildfires in Canada, we weren't able to see. So I'm going to just make that little caveat right there, guys. Put out your fires. Don't throw cigarettes out the window. Make sure that you don't burn trash or whatever you've got to do. Just don't ruin our environment because it doesn't just affect... The people
where you're
around
at.
Me. It affects people thousands of miles away. Anyways, I could go on into a whole thing about fires, forest fires. Hey, what's the name of the bear that fights forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
All right. Anyways. All right. So.
So Sleeping Bear Dunes. What did y'all remember about the water?
It was cold. Missing no name. They're splashing us in.
It was Daddy that was doing that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Daddy could go deep. I was like,
yeah, Chris was like going like waist deep. And we're talking, okay, this water is, okay, for us Texans, I imagine it's what it feels like in like November, December.
Yeah.
Because it was cold. Chris made the point of, sweetie, it's essentially pour ice into a bathtub. Like, that's what this is, because it turns into ice every winter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so far north, it's never going to truly get cold
and like
or warm.
And the runoff from it is not coming from mountains. It's coming from Canadian waters.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from Hudson Bay. It's coming from, I bet they're home, Baffin Bay, those kinds of places were mm-hmm. cold, icy cold water. And there's icebergs still, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a million, oh my gosh, dark, ladies.
Dark ocean.
And the dark, dark ocean. You're right, Daphne, you're right. What else could you tell us about the water at Sleeping Bear Dunes, guys?
It's ginormous.
It is ginormous, but what can you...
What could you see?
What
was on the bottom of the water?
Rocks.
So could you see the rocks really clearly?
Could you see all the way to the bottom?
No.
Yeah, you could. Was it totally clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. The water is like totally clear. It's like totally clear. I feel like
another one of those places where people were out swimming and then getting back on the beach and putting on a sweater. It blows our minds. The way people behave on beach water.
On lakes and in the north.
But anyways.
It's really weird because you're on a lake, but you don't feel like you're on a lake. You feel like you're at the ocean.
Okay, so do you remember the name of the campground we were at, Britt?
I think I can guess.
DH Day Campground.
All right, so
because when we were first looking, I thought it was a day camp. Okay, day camp.
All right. So we stayed
day campground.
At the DH Day Campground, which was right on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It was a short walk. Maybe it took us 10 minutes to walk there from our campsite.
Did we ever walk or do we always drive?
We always walked.
Once. We walked once. We drove the first time because we didn't know. And then when we realized, we drove the first time. Yeah. The first time, like when we first got there that night.
Oh.
Like, or that afternoon after we went fishing. No, after we went fishing.
No, we didn't go fishing. We didn't go fishing that day. We didn't go fishing that day. We went fishing the second day we were there.
Okay. But the day we pulled in, we walked down there. We drove and we walked the second day because we didn't know how far it was.
Exactly. Okay.
And so we drove.
And we parked. They had a little old CCC.
And you did walk back. You walked back.
Yeah.
But it was so close, I actually let the girls ride on the tailgate.
What the heck, dude?
Because it was like,
best gate
you can't
ever.
Go more than like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah. All right. So... We set up our camp at DH Day, which is not, what's the name of the town? It's something Haven. Glen Haven. Glen Haven, and it's close to Glen Arbor, I think, right? There's Glen Haven.
There's Glen Haven on one side and Glen Arbor on the other.
Yeah. Glen Haven is a historic town. Mm-hmm. It's like just a place you can visit. It's just a tourist town. Glen Arbor is an actual operating place.
Mm-hmm.
They had a winery, restaurants, stores.
Our first night there, Chris had to
do class,
and we had decent service, but we wanted to get a little bit better service because we wanted to make sure that his hotspots stayed working the whole time.
Yep.
So we drove into Glen Arbor, and went to
for a little bit until we're done. Okay.
And went, Daphne, say bye to everybody.
Bye.
She's sleepy.
All right. Hey, go get yourself in the rest of your jammies, okay?
Yeah, we'll come up and say prayers after the podcast.
Okay.
Now it's only Amelia.
Okay, it was close.
It was great. It was awesome. The girls became obsessed with
bocce ball. Which they didn't ever actually learn how to do.
They never played it right.
We had to watch Amelia and Daphne because another family showed up with some boys, and they were running around playing with them boys like they do.
Oh, you have something to tell me after the podcast?
I swear if you have another boyfriend. You're only 10 years old. Okay, anyways.
Say almost 11, Daddy. Almost 11.
It's about...
Okay, focus. Okay. Anyway, so Glen Arbor is a nice little town, nice little grocery store. Lots of stuff. We didn't get to explore very much.
Mm-mm.
We went to the winery, and then the next night, I think we got in a little too late to do all that kind of stuff.
We did go to the grocery store.
We did go to the grocery store, but after that, it was just focus on being in camp. Mm-hmm. The girls, night
that's
one.
That's when you took your, the second night was when you took your medicine, your allergy medicine, and it like knocked you out.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, night one, we went back to camp. Before we had even gone, before dinner, before anything, we went to a ranger program on glaciers, and Daphne got to be a glacier. They gave her a rock, and she walked a little bit, and then she dropped the rocks. I don't think she understands, but as a science teacher that had, or a former science teacher that had taught about glaciers, it is pretty neat to see them actually acting it out. We had dinner there in camp. We had some great people near us that mm-hmm. would always stop and talk to us. Really, I don't even remember where they were from. But and it doesn't matter. The great thing about national parks is people will always talk to you.
The only downside to the whole campground is it was
surrounded.
Covered by poison ivy.
Yeah, that was it. It was surrounded by poison ivy. And in some ways, the fact that they didn't go in and burn it out or whatever that they can do makes me think that they want you to not be in those areas because they want to preserve
mm-hmm.
that area. And so when they don't clean out poison ivy, when they don't remove fire ants from an area, it makes me feel like that at one point it was a sacred site or something like that, and they want to preserve it. So just be careful. Take your phone. If you see any three-leafed plants around you, take a picture of it. Click the star at the bottom, and it will help you identify what it is. And on a future adventure feature, I'll go into detail on how to do that. Because I don't know that we've done that, but it is helpful to help identify plants for kids but also for yourself. Anyways, the second day, we went and got our stamps. Mm-hmm. There is only one. It is a national – Sleeping Bear is a national lakeshore. It's not a national park. So there's only one visitor center. It's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany and the girls worked on their ranger books.
While he did some more class.
While I worked on some class stuff. We brushed our teeth there because there was no water in the campsite. We went from there. Did we go fishing? Or did we go do the tours?
No, we did fishing and then we did.
All right, we went fishing.
And then we went to the Ambrose Cellars and then we went.
And went the loops, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the loops. So we went fishing first at the Platte River. Not to be confused with the one in Colorado. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great fishing. The water was fun. The girls enjoyed it. Did you enjoy fishing in that little river?
That's not the one where you caught the fish
barehanded.
No, that was in Ohio, babe. We'll get to that.
Chris caught a few fish.
I caught a couple little
rainbows.
Rainbows? I'm not sure what they were. I have pictures. But they're small. They're so small I can't tell the difference. But it was a nice little river, easy access. It was at a campground as well that you could rent.
But it was not a...
It was not a national park.
It was a state park. That was the national park.
It was a Forest Service, maybe?
It was part of the National Lakeshore. I wanted to be more on the beach. I wanted to be more on the beach. And I'm glad we were because we were able to...
Walk.
We had enough time that we... So on our one full day there, we went
fishing,
and then we went to this place called the Ambrose Cellars, and it was this huge. I still need to make a TikTok about it because it was this amazing like cell. It was just like a meadery, cidery, something.
They did beer and wine.
And so we had food and we got games. We ended up getting some pizza because we went there because we were going to have a picnic, but we found out we couldn't bring our food after we'd ordered our drinks and everybody was hungry. So we just went ahead and ordered pizza.
And we played cornhole, and the girls ran around, and they played bocce ball. And
they had a garden, and we
probably spent an hour and a half there, wouldn't you say?
Ish, yeah. And so it was really cool. And then we went from there. They have this big loop that you can drive. And so we drove the loop.
Can't remember the name of the loop. It was probably a Sleeping Bear loop or something like that.
But we got
it was an observation look or an overlook loop where you could see all the sights and you could look onto the lake.
Actually.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right, she's back. You going to come sit with us again? Oh, yeah, babe. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mama.
No, you're good.
Oh, I
see. It was the overhead loop. So we were up on the top. And then we came back around and we went to Sleeping Bear.
We went and saw Sleeping Bear, but we need to talk about that one spot.
What one spot?
That you wouldn't let us go down.
Oh, that was the Sleeping Bear Dune.
I know, you wouldn't let us go.
That's what I was getting to. Well, because it was a straight down.
He was really mean.
All right, so let me explain it. So it was about 1,000 feet down?
They said
it's really easy to get down.
They said it's the equivalent but it's 3 miles. It's the equivalent walking down. You could get down in probably 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But walking up is the equivalent to walking up 45 flights of stairs with no handrails.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, it was straight down. We got some pictures. There was a boat down at the bottom. It looked like a toy boat.
And it said like... It was $3,000 fine.
No, it was a fee. Not a fine, a fee for a rescue because if you can't make it up. Because there's no stairs at the bottom. There's no dock to pick you up. You would have to swim out to the boat. Things like that. And so it would actually take work to get yourself you back up no matter what. So I was like, no. We got little legs and weenie legs and old legs.
And spilling drink
over here. Go get a towel, bud.
And I could have done it.
Broken ankle.
With a broken ankle. So anyways, we did that. That is actual big, like famous Sleeping Bear Dune. There's some other places on the dunes where you can go.
I know one thing. I got to climb a dune.
Okay, tell us about it.
Actually, I got to climb, what's the word, one dune, and it was all the way up to the very top of the dune that you could overlook the whole entire...
So, there was like a plateau, and there was the big one where you went down to the water, and there was one that was probably an eighth of that.
Yeah, but I was glad
that we climbed up.
Like a 16th.
Minute. I know, but like a very small, but the
girls... It was actually technically the top of the dune.
But it was yeah, but the girls loved it, and it was fun, and it wasn't a bad hike. And I would rather hike up.
It's like climbing up a beanstalk,
the big one was
like.
It's like climbing up a beanstalk. That's how you felt it was.
Like it's climbing up a beanstalk, but different.
But different. Okay, I like that analogy, baby.
The beanstalk is big. Beanstalks are big. Sometimes beanstalks are little.
Yep. Okay. All right, so what did we do that night? Oh, we stayed.
Then after that, we went and we came home and we went down to the water.
Oh, yeah, we went back to the water.
We stayed in the water for like 2 hours.
Yeah, we went to the water again. Yeah, because again, it was hazy. The sun wasn't bad. The air was cool. The water was cold. And we played.
We have this game.
We have a beer pong game. Well, it used to be. I don't know what it is. It's beach pong.
Yeah, you can call it beach pong. I don't know. Yard pong. Buckets. It's like big buckets.
And so Brittany and I played that.
Like, almost like wiffle balls, but without the holes in it. And so we played that for a couple of rounds. Mm-hmm. And then the girls played in the
Daphne
sand.
Likes playing in the sand. She likes building sandcastles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they collected some rocks that they put back in the water. And that's about it. We went and had dinner, and there was another presentation, and they got their Junior Rancher that night.
They actually got
hats.
Chris wasn't feeling good, so he thought maybe he'd had allergies, and so he took some allergy meds, and it kind of knocked him out. So he took a little nap, and me and the girls went and learned about... What did we learn about the second night? The first night, y'all went with Daddy while I cooked and learned about glaciers. What did y'all learn about the second night?
Ships. Ships crashing, and I was one of the ships. That's what I said.
All right, stop. All right, so the next day is one of my favorite days of the whole trip, believe it or not. We woke up. The last thing that we had hauled kayaks. all the way up there, and we only got on them once.
Mm-mm.
Yes, we got on them once. And one time up to this point.
Oh, yeah.
This was the second time, right? And so we went to Glen Haven, and we had asked around to ask where to take kayaks out on. And we went in Glen Haven, and we docked our truck, which we don't have anymore. Anyways, peace out truck. Anyways, and we unloaded the kayak, and from the beach, we just kayaked out onto Lake Michigan, which is a little bit, I'm going to tell you that, a little bit of a bucket list for me. Like, I had never been to a Great Lake. I didn't know that was something I wanted to do, but I was pretty excited to do it.
And to get to say you kayaked on
and
it.
Yeah, get to say I kayaked
I
on it.
I got to swim.
See, aren't you glad that I convinced you to bring them?
Yes.
He didn't want to bring him.
Now, what? We went out pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the creepy thing that happened? Do y'all remember?
One, two, three, yes.
What was it, Amelia?
While we were out there, you were with me, weren't you?
Yeah. We went through these, like, little things, and we were going through them, and there was, like, these things from an old dog, and so we were going through them, and Daddy thought they were bodies, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I touched one, I think.
It came close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the water was crystal clear.
Daddy.
Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't down.
No.
No, we're not doing that. The water was crystal clear. We still have like 10 more days of trip to talk about in this episode.
Sissy, I don't want to harm Sophia.
Okay, so it was crystal clear.
Hey. Are y'all ready to go to bed?
No.
Yes.
Okay, then you need to focus on what we're doing, okay? I'll say it on the podcast. People need to hear it, okay? This is a long time to talk. All right, the water was crystal clear. And was what? Let me explain what Amelia said, because she said everything that I'm about to say, but she said in different words and really fast. Uh-huh. So we paddled out really far. Now, Glen Haven used to be a major dock town.
Major port.
A major port. And so they had a dock that went out 300 and something odd feet.
Of the seven shipwrecks we talked about the night before, three of them were in Glen Haven.
Oh, my gosh. And then, so there was a dock.
All the shipwrecks we talked about, no one died.
Okay. So there was a pier that went out very far into the lake. And I had no idea that the pier went out there. No one told us. And we're out there just paddling along. And I look over on my side. And it looks like there's this column of seaweed. And I said, is that seaweed? You remember saying that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked on the other side. And there were more of them. And what they were the pylons, the wood, the posts that are holding up, that held up the docks. All around us. And it was kind of creepy.
From like... probably from like a couple of hundred years ago.
Yeah. And so they were all around us. And so it really made me realize when we were out there, how clear, but also how deep, how far out in the lake we were.
Yeah.
And then we went out even further and we couldn't see the bottom anymore. And that made me freak out. So I gave my paddles to Amelia and I said, paddle to that tree. And just let her paddle while I focus on, you know, praying to heaven that we make it back to shore.
So you gave Amelia the paddle knowing that it probably wasn't a good...
Well, she wanted a paddle. I wanted to go back to shore. So I made it a good excuse to give her a target and a goal. Okay. Right? And she practiced. And we ended up turned around the other direction.
Yeah, you took forever.
And we kind of did play a little bit.
And they were the first ones there.
You were not the first ones there.
Yeah, because I pulled mine out all by myself.
Oh, yeah. We went way far away.
Yeah, Amelia went, like, way that way. And I was like...
Well, that's where the tree was.
Well, and it was where y'all... It, like, took y'all.
Now, we could see Sleeping Bear from there, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember? Yeah? Didn't you say we could see Sleeping Bear from there? Definitely.
Yeah, I think I saw the little bodies of... I think the
bodies of the bears are the two islands around. We couldn't see the islands.
We couldn't see the islands.
But if when y'all get older, if we get to go back, we can kayak out to the islands. Yeah, but I'm not going to do it until y'all are much, 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 much older, right, Mama?
Like
and
18.
They can paddle us out there, mm-hmm. help paddle, because it's a lot of paddling. Because
we're going to have two really old people bodies. Like Mommy
and Daddy. You guys can give us one piece and you guys can...
Well, no, we'll buy you new paddles. Okay, whatever. That's a long ways away. Anyways, that's at least 13 years away.
So
we loaded up our kayaks and we went to...
Traverse City.
Not Traverse.
Traverse.
Traverse City.
And we just walked around and went to some different places, shops, stores, restaurants, wineries, breweries, distillery.
So a big thing about the...
Cherries.
Oh, yeah. Cherries was all over.
Cherries.
A big thing about the area of Michigan, Lake Michigan at least, or the Great Lakes, is no salt, no sharks, no problem. Is that what the shirts say?
Something like that.
Yeah. And that was pretty neat. So Traverse City. Traverse City was the last place that we could find a place that I know of. That was
the last place that we knew for sure we were going to be, because we didn't end up going shopping in Mackinac City. We went to Mackinac Island, but not city. We did Cherries. Traverse City is apparently known for cherries. Then we drove along the coast up to, we talked about going up to Mackinac.
Yeah, from there we drove to Mackinac City, and everybody slept like normal. Except for Dad, who was doing all the driving on this part. But it was a short trip. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything
there wasn't anything. So we went to Mackinac City. At Mackinac City.
We had a good little campground.
We stayed on.
They forgot about us, though.
We stayed on Lake Huron.
Yep. And so, Amelia?
I swam in two Great Lakes. Boom, shaka, boom, boom, shak.
Okay, that's enough. So she did swim.
And they had a playground.
And they did have a playground. They did have a swimming beach. Amelia was literally the only person out there swimming because the water is still cold. It's probably colder than Michigan.
It was crazy. So I went out there. I was on the phone with a friend of mine and I had to FaceTime her because the geese were so, usually, you know, geese like don't go near and they're really angry, but they were like right up on you. Because they're just so used to there being people everywhere that it didn't even like faze them. So that was pretty cool.
Nope.
Exactly. But we took a boat the next morning to
where, guys?
Mackinac Island. And there's tons of fudge.
Yes, there's tons of fudge.
So much fudge.
So much fudge.
I want to go back there just for fudge.
We got some sweat. We got some jackets.
Yeah, we got some clothes.
Some
shirts. Yeah, we ate so much fudge. So much fun.
I had so much fun. I felt like I was about to throw up.
We did go one pretty cool, neat little tidbit. When we were in one of the fudge shops, we were talking to a guy and came up that we were from Texas. He said, the guy that's about to go make this fudge, he's from Texas. We start talking to the guy. He grew up in Canton, graduated from Garland, and actually owns Circle B Ranch in Canton, which we are familiar with. And then I was talking about, you know, being from the Metroplex and that I was from Duncanville and come to find out another fudge maker that he worked with.
I giggled a little bit. That's gross.
Was from Duncanville. Graduated a year before my little brother.
Duncanville.
And so I'm like, I mean, Duncanville's big, but we're talking this town. Okay, Mackinac Island can only get to it by boat or plane. And we're not talking like commercial plane. We're talking like the four of us in a plane and that's it. Mm-hmm. With the pilot.
Now the boats, the ferries are very big.
Yes, the ferries are big.
And you can buy a nice little guidebook about the island. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful place, y'all. The most interesting thing about the place, Amelia and Daphne, was what?
What is not on the island? What's not on Mackinac Island?
Cars.
We need to be over here to say it and not over there.
Cars.
Yes.
The only thing is horses and horse poop.
And what else can they drive?
Carriages.
No, carriages.
Bicycles.
Bicycles.
So I would say
horses and horse poop.
I would say I do wish we had biked around the island. That may be if we ever go back and they're older.
I'm already kind of planning a trip to go back, let's be honest, because I wasn't feeling well for most of this trip, at least this part.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go back one day.
When I grow up.
Maybe not to Ohio, but that end. I'd definitely love to go fishing. But anyways, in Michigan
again. And so we did a, because Chris wasn't feeling good, and we would have had to pretty much pull the girls because...
Daphne could not have a bike on her own because
they don't have training wheels. They do not allow bikes with training wheels.
It was a height thing, I think, too.
Yeah. And so we ended up doing a carriage ride.
And that was fun, though.
So what's funny is we actually found more connections to Texas on Mackinac Island, which was the furthest north we'd ever been. We discovered that it was like a hundredth of a degree or a tenth of a degree or something. It's like a very small amount of a degree further north than Cook City.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, and what was y'all's favorite thing to do on Mackinac Island?
Fudge tasting.
Riding the carriages and fudge tasting.
There's a hotel that I would love to get to stay at.
Yeah, it has the longest porch in North America on it. Mm-hmm. And I wish we had been able to go to it, but it's the Grand Hotel, I believe mm-hmm. is what it's called. Very beautiful place. They have their own, like the city has carriage rides for like their tours and stuff. And then there's taxis.
But the taxis are carriages.
Yeah, everything's a carriage when I say it. The Grand has its own carriages. Yeah. It is its own thing. It's the first.
So again, this place on this island, there's one engine, and that's it. And it's their fire engine.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no other. You cannot have a car. You can only get there by boat or plane. Or ice bridge. There is an ice bridge in the winter. And Anna said that it's not legal to cross it. I don't know.
Well, I hope they arrest some deer.
Right.
Apparently, deer are the only thing.
I don't know how a person. What happens like food wise? How do they get to like Mackinac City from the island?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I mean, you could fly a plane and land the plane on ice.
Yeah.
Mm. You can drive a car on ice if it's thick enough. Or they have a ship that cuts ice as it flows.
Mm.
So they can do that. So all it has to do is cut the ice once and it will never refreeze. Depending on when the coldest night. That's not for us to debate.
We don't have to worry about things like I just wanna feel the ice right now. Like I just want when some I grow like precipitation.
Up, when I grow up.
I'm gonna be famous. I wanna be a star.
No, when I grow up, when someone maybe almost kills my kids, I'm gonna run and they have to scream and I'm gonna run to them and kick that person that's almost gonna kidnap them.
Daphne, really? Right now's not the time.
We're not talking about your kids getting kidnapped right now.
Okay,
Daphne.
Dude,
you're weird.
Seriously.
And so where did we go after Mackinac Island?
Frankenmuth.
We went to Frankenmuth and this
but before
was
before we got to Frankenmuth, oh, we stopped because y'all were all asleep, you don't even remember. But we stopped and we fished.
Grayling.
We stopped at Grayling,
mm-hmm.
Michigan, and we fished the Osaba River, which is apparently the place that started the Trouts Unlimited, all these things that are famous for fly fishing. And it's kind of a big deal. All right. And then we went to Frankenmuth.
And this was an adventure in and of itself because... we were super excited and it was going to be our only time not tent camping. But we were still going to, we're not going to go to a hotel because it was also, the weekend before 4th of July. And so we found a houseboat and we were so excited because we were going to fish straight from the boat and it was going to be awesome. And so we pull in and the dock looked a little, we were kind of like, and so I contact the guy on Airbnb. It wasn't what we expected. And they were going to have a party, like, because it's, again, weekend before 4th of July. They were, like, setting up for a party, which would have been fun. But I had a feeling, like, we would have been ready to go to bed about 10 or 11, and that party would have still been going.
Oh, yeah.
It's people that, like... because it was a marina, and so it's people who pay to use that marina. They have every right to do it. cool. So I felt sorry for the guy because it was apparently we were going to be his second customer that he ever rented to. And I do trust him because he returned us our money. But apparently the people that rented before us ended up flooding his boat. Not to where it like sank, but like there was like probably a few inches of water in his boat. And just messed it all up. We noticed that something was off when we went and there was like Coke cans everywhere and beer cans. And we're like, hey, there's been a party here. And so he, not being familiar with Airbnb, thought they would cancel our reservation. But needless to say, we ended up getting our money back. So I do trust the guy that he really just didn't know how to handle Airbnb. And luckily, because we had Hilton Honor Points, we were able to find a Hilton hotel even closer to Frankenmuth than we originally were staying.
Yeah. So we stayed at the hotel Hampton Inn Frankenmuth.
In Birch Run.
Birch Run, which was, it's just a little small town with like a shopping center in it, basically. Mm-hmm. Not a shopping center, a
outlet mall.
Outlet mall. Thank you, Mama. All right, so Frankenmuth is called Bavaria in Michigan.
Bavaria what?
In Michigan. Mm-hmm. Like little Germany, right? And so we were super excited.
I felt like it was like Fredericksburg.
On steroids.
On steroids, yeah.
Yeah. Did you think, you've been to Fredericksburg, you remember, don't you think it was a lot bigger than Fredericksburg?
Way more bigger. It had this huge Christmas storm.
Okay, well, that's the end of our story. You can talk about that in a minute, okay? All right. We went to
a lot of shopping. We went to the...
Oh, my gosh.
What was it?
What did you take? A giant pic... you took a picture in front of a giant piece of what? Do you remember?
It was a giant piece of what?
Cheese!
We went to the cheese house.
Yeah, they had a cheese house. And we are a cheese and house loving snack family. And family.
Yes.
They had the cheese house. They have a little historical museum that we didn't go through.
They had a brewery.
They had a brewery for wiener dogs.
And it was all wiener dog themed.
Mm-hmm. It was a very small brewery because they were only allowed wiener dogs in it. But we bought a shirt there.
Yeah.
Because we have our wiener, Daisy. Mm-hmm. Bless her heart. And there was a winery that took you...
Not a winery, a winery.
A winery that gave you chocolate. It was either a chocolate and wine pairing, or they would do a wine tasting, but you went on a boat. So I wanted to make sure we didn't do the boat tour, but it was reasonably priced to do it. We didn't do the boat tour because we didn't think the girls would... the girls would enjoy they think they would rather have the chocolate.
You know what I mean? Well, no, it was... We could have...
What was that? What does that mean? The cheese?
No.
The chocolate...
Yes.
The chocolate was good?
Well, and it was, we could have done the tour, but the tour was just, we could have done the tour on the boat, but we didn't realize that until we'd already done the wine and chocolate pairing, and they do the exact same pairing on the boat. And right. So we were like, let's not go.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then we went to the winery, and then we went to a meat shop, and then we went and stopped at a place.
Beef jerky.
Oh, man.
It was so good. And we still have the sausage we bought from there.
Oh,
the
really?
Five cheese.
Oh, we should open that
it's
up
like
this
the
weekend.
But no, we have to cook it. Like, it's not like summer sausage. But we could do like sausage and rice, like we do.
Okay, we can figure that out. and then we went and stopped at a restaurant and we had a charcuterie board. And then.
And a salad.
And some salad. Okay. And then we went and we had some wine and some beer, obviously. And then, because you can't. Chris and Brittany can't go and not do wine and beer in a
because these are
town.
Places that, and it's places.
That's what you're supposed to do.
We do
that
all, we didn't realize, you know, how many breweries and wineries there were on this trip.
Oh, no. No. Michigan is full of breweries and wineries. Yes. Missouri as well. We really didn't notice in Indiana and
in Ohio.
Illinois. Ohio had a few.
But not a lot.
We didn't go to breweries. We didn't go to them. We didn't get very. Anyways, we'll get to Ohio in just a second. We're nearing 45 minutes, and we need to wrap it up.
Yep.
A long episode. So anyways, we really divulged. So we ended up eating at a very popular restaurant there. I can't remember the name of it, Brittany.
It was like the hotel. It was one of the hotels.
It was a Bavarian. German chicken. Food. Chicken. We went to, before we went and ate, we did what?
We went to the big Christmas store. And if I, it is only open.
No, it's open every day except for.
Every day except.
Christmas.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And it's like 20, what was it, 20 acres of Christmas store? Or 10 acres of Christmas store?
It was huge.
It was huge. Huge.
It was almost, they it had was a overwhelming. Section,
they had a huge section for ornaments. Mm-hmm. They had a huge section for lawn decorations.
They literally have a so movie theater. They literally have a movie theater inside the...
Yeah, I went and watched a movie and took a little nap in there.
Mm-hmm.
While the girls walked around. It was very neat. They had a giant polar bear, Brittany.
They did. They had lots of giant polar bears.
Daphne took a picture in front of one of them. Yeah.
We took a picture in front of one of them.
You did too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we took one on the way out, didn't we? Anyways, so we had dinner there. And then the next day, we loaded up and we drove to where?
Cuyahoga Valley.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Which we didn't get to celebrate because we were on a tollway. And they didn't have a sign to pull off and say, hey, welcome to Ohio. But we went to Ohio and we also went to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Michigan State. And but then
Michigan
we went.
State!
Sorry.
What's their mascot, Amaya?
I don't know. I'm not in that college yet.
Okay, so.
Oh, their mascot is the word Michigan.
Maybe. Amelia.
We have clothes.
Come on, baby. Focus. We're almost done. Anyways. So we went to the Alpha Phi House and the Kappa Sig House.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Cuyahoga Valley. In Cuyahoga Valley, we were there for two days.
Okay, so we were, for every place we went to, we would be there two nights and one full day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got there, the first night we got there,
we went straight to the visitor center.
Yeah, we went straight to the visitor center. We got all the stuff for their
Junior Rangers. It was pouring down.
Yes. And so we went and found a place that we could sit inside.
Yep.
And go over their Junior Ranger stuff. So we found a little restaurant.
No.
It was before that. We forgot something. We forgot something in Michigan.
What?
That little town.
What little town?
Where, like, there was the windmill.
Oh, Holland.
Oh, we already talked about that.
We did that last week.
We talked about that.
Perfect.
But
I was just making sure because I wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to
hey,
oh,
good covering us.
Good.
Okay, babe. But we're in Ohio now. So we went to a restaurant in Peninsula, Ohio, which is in the middle of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really neat because they had, and like I said, I like to go and sample different beers and wines, local alcohol, and because I like to support local business. And so we did that, and then the rain calmed down
mm-hmm.
some, and we were able to go to our campsite.
Yep.
And we stayed at a KOA. No. It was
mm-hmm.
a KOA.
Mm-hmm.
KOA, they had a fishing pond, and do you remember what else they had? They had a playground.
It didn't have sand on it, though.
Oh, they had a sand pit.
Like this huge sand pit. Like it was like a...
This is July 3rd, by the way. They had... They had a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just hang out for a little? You're
they had an arcade.
They did have an arcade. No one liked the arcade.
They had the movie. Y'all went and watched mm-hmm. the movie one night. And so we did all that. So the next day when we got up... No, we did a lot.
That was in Missouri.
No, yeah, that was in Missouri.
Oh, that was in Missouri?
Yeah,
yes.
That was a different KOA.
The movie was in Missouri.
So, okay. the next day, July 4th.
We went on two hikes.
Wore us out. The first hike was the Abrams Falls, but that's not right.
Brandywine Falls,
which makes me think of the Lord of the Rings, because there's a Brandywine Bridge on that in the Lord of the Rings, but... Brandywine Falls. Illiterate. Didn't read books. Anyways. Doesn't read. Anyways. But we went on the Brandywine. And it is a very beautiful hike. Wouldn't y'all say the falls?
So, and had we realized that the hike was going to be, we wish we'd brought our fly rods because there was great little creek access.
There was access, yeah.
And so after you went and looked at the falls and you did a little hike, but we also wanted to go to the ledges.
We did the ledges hike.
Oh, sorry. I hurt myself sitting like that.
So someone the other day was asking questions. So if you're not already on a Facebook group for national parks, go ahead and look it up and find one. There's lots of stuff, but someone on that group posted asking questions about going west, and they posted a picture of someone from this summer on the Ledges hike.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that is, because the Ledges hike is a beautiful hike. What, that's the one with all the big, like, the high cliffs and stuff?
That you went to, like, you could go into, like, the little caves.
Yeah, you remember that one?
There where you could, like, not Mammoth Caves, but remember where the ice block cave, where it was really cold, and it was like all the cliffs up the side, remember?
Oh, that one.
But it was green everywhere. Everything was green. It was very beautiful.
He loved it. His favorite color was green.
Yes, it did.
And once we went through a hole, and me and Susie climbed up little stones.
You did, didn't you? Yeah. We went through a very tight hole, which Mama, who has a little bit of claustrophobia, was a little freaked out about going in there. But when she went through a little tight spot, it opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of those places where, like, robbers were hide out. In Texas, that's where the outlaws would hide out. I don't know that Ohio ever had outlaws. Anyways.
Outlaws
are people that commit crimes and rob banks.
But run away.
Like your Uncle Bob. Your Uncle Bob's an outlaw. Anyways. I'm just kidding.
What's that?
Anyways, I'll talk to you about it later, babe. Anyways, so we did that, and we wanted to go kayaking. But here's the problem with kayaking. There's not a service that will pick you up and take you back to your car. You would have to do an Uber. And we met some people that were doing it. But I was just super uncomfortable with it. Afterthought, I wish we kind of done it. Because I think it would have been fun.
So what it was is that they did, you could do, you could kayak, they do have a train that you can put your kayaks on, and like you can kayak and then you can take the train back, but the train only runs like Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, it wasn't
like
running. A lot of places aren't running like they used to. The trains aren't running like they used to because of lack of employment. Our employees. Mm-hmm. And so, long story short, we did go fishing though, and this is when someone barehanded caught a turtle.
Daphne, right?
Daphne caught a fish.
Daphne, didn't you catch a fish with your bare hands?
Yeah.
Be quiet. It was the oldest, the strongest of them all.
Me.
Pixie.
Me.
No, me.
All right, anyways. Daphne saw a fish in the water and said, "Hey, sissy, isn't that a fish?" And Amiya just reached down automatically without thinking about it and grabbed it. No fear in our children. It could have been a venomous fish.
Could have been a piranha.
Could have been a piranha. And she would have just grabbed it, which bluegills are related to piranhas. Anyways, do you even know what a piranha is?
Yes, I saw it on a television show. Go bad guys!
Anyways, we're running something. Maximum recording time is 60 minutes. Okay, we need to hurry up. So, we did the fishing. That night was 4th of July. We didn't do anything really special for 4th of July. We went back to Peninsula for a little bit because it was hot in Ohio compared to Michigan. So, we went. Would you go get another towel? Because it's still wet underneath this, and I don't like that. Anyway, so we went back to Peninsula. Yes, it is. On my side. Anyway, so we went to Peninsula. We had another snack or two, I think.
Yeah, something like that. But from there we went to
our HOA.
Yeah, we went to KOA. We hung out. From the KOA we went to so the next day we drove all the way through. We were going to stop at do a bourbon tour, but we did not because this is when Chris started really going downhill.
Yeah, Brittany did all the driving, which does not happen on our trip.
No, I drove from the longest, our longest drive was from Ohio to Kentucky. It was an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
Because we lost an hour, and it was a 7-hour drive plus we lost an hour. So yeah. It was the longest drive we took. It was through most of it was from the northern tip of Ohio to the southern tip of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so we had to, we drove all the way there, and I knew Chris wasn't feeling good when he said, when we were staying on a river and he could have walked out and gone fishing and he never left the tent.
But talk about the animals we saw. How many turkeys did we see, Amelia? Just driving in.
Chris is putting Daphne to bed.
Probably 1,000.
Like five.
So I didn't drive the whole way. About an hour before we got there, I was getting super tired. And so I asked Chris, not realizing how bad he felt, and he didn't want to tell me no because he felt bad. And so
don't hold it.
Give it to me. He drove the last hour. And when we got there, he just looked at me and he's like, I have to get in. We have to unload and I have to get in bed. And sure enough, he laid in bed. So we just kind of played. I made a new meal that was really yummy. And then the next day we got up and we went to our final park and what ended up actually being our final stop. Well, kind of. And we went to Mammoth Caves. Amelia, tell us about Mammoth Caves.
There is kind of something you need to know is really do the a by yourself tour. Because do a tour with everyone, and then the next day, do a tour by yourself. Because those tours without someone being there, you can, with someone being there, you could see more, and that's what I kind of wanted to do. But my parents were like, no, we can get that. We can get.
So she wanted to do an actual tour, and we just did a little walking tour, because, Chris wasn't feeling good. And so we wanted to be able to see the Mammoth Caves, but we wanted to also get out of there and get on the road. Because we, at that point, had decided to go ahead and head home.
Yeah.
We had originally planned on spending 4 days in the Ozark Scenic Riverway area. In Missouri. But again, if you know Chris, you know he was feeling really cruddy if he was willing to give up 4 days of fly fishing. Because that's what that was about. It was kind of a reward to Chris. Like, okay, you've let us do all of this. Now your reward is getting to go fly fishing for 4 days. And he gave it up. So that's how you know he definitely felt like super under the weather.
And we were supposed to go to the pool when we got home to see our good friends.
He was in bed for probably a good week after we got home.
Yeah. So we did drive to my cousin's house. Yes.
Amelia, she didn't get to tell him. You tell him about Mammoth Cave.
Oh, okay.
And so I really think Mammoth Cave, just not saying it.
She wants us to get a, she says you should go, don't do a self tour, do an actual tour when you go.
Like do an actual tour with everyone because you get to see more and then do your own by yourself tour. Yeah. For you to see more on your first day, and then on your second day, get that done faster, and get your done on your own time. And for on your first day, you can take as long as you want.
Yeah. So, what do you think about what happened to the air you went down into the cave?
So, one thing I would rather have in a cave is the feeling cold. And when you walked in, you felt like you were being put into a freezer. Mm-hmm. And ever since I got home, I always wanted to put myself in a freezer.
Because it's so hot here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right now I'm looking at our fridge.
It was hot in Kentucky, too. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was not a good place to be sick and have a fever and be sleeping outside.
Yeah.
It was not. But it was not terrible.
It wasn't Texas.
It wasn't Texas hot.
Wait, can I say something else?
Absolutely, babe.
It felt like, okay, so we opened this door, and it felt like when you open this door, like you have like this door, and when you open it, it felt like you're walking into like a freezer.
Where was this at?
The caves.
At the where did you open the door at?
So there's like this little thing, this little
the main door. Well, I was just saying, it felt like walking down the stairs. Every time you walked down a step, it got colder.
Yeah, like every single time it got
and there was a waterfall kind of falling down.
Okay, guys. Little drips. Sorry. We do have to finish that from there, we drove and stayed in North Little Rock with some family.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we drove home because it was going to be about a 10-ish hour drive. And with Chris being sick, we didn't want to have to do that to him. So North Little Rock was exactly halfway. And so we did that. And we made it home on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had plenty of time to recover. Mm-hmm. And Brittany went back to work a week after we got back.
So I had a full week at home.
So
we did really cool things. Yeah. We reconnected with friends.
Yeah.
One thing I wish I could do is sit at home and talk to my friends. About because they're in different classes because I started school last week. Talk to them or text them about what we can do right after school started. A little celebration or something mm-hmm. for like school started and summer ended. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, on our next episode, this is the end of season 2.
Yeah.
Because we just finished our big trip. So, the next episode will be the start of season 3.
Yep. And episode is going to be a special guest. We'll introduce him on that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
so much for listening to...
Mama, I want to do it.
Actually, no. Stop. We got to stop. Hey, so I hope y'all enjoyed hearing about the last part of our trip. Ending with our trip, we have ended season
2.
There we go. So we will have a special guest that you will learn about
episode
301. And so we are super excited to start out with a guest star. Quote unquote.
He thinks he's a guest star.
So
thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast.
And we hope you have enjoyed listening a little bit more about our trip. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and ABCD Adventures. Also email at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com with an idea or...
Suggestion
on topics or trips. Thank you for listening, and remember to go wherever you feel most alive.
Bye.
Bye.